far as I can gather, no, it's not closing down. Perhaps it won't be AOD, but on 257 there will be a radio station. And all the jockeys you're familiar with will be on 257. So we'll be here as long as we can, playing those records you like, and listening to your complaints. So never mind what you read in the paper, it will always be the 257.
No, no, I couldn't get, give us a guess.
Someone who worked for AOD and at one stage was proud to work for AOD.
Steve, I never worked a day in my life. Go away out of that.
Well, Stephen, it's close on 2:30, and normally at 2:30, you have a top 40 somewhere. Why no top 40? Or why are you here, for heaven's sake?
I have retired.
You have retired. From where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yes. No, I've decided to go into hiding.
For how long?
Well, a long time. I've decided I am giving up radio altogether.
And the multitude said, oh, and surely we ask you why.
There's nobody listening to your program. What are you talking about? No, I've decided to give up for a very long time anyway, because I think I need the rest. And in fact, I'm not taking up radio again for at least a week.
At least a week. Great. And where would you be taking up residency?
On your knee. I am a ventriloquist's dummy. Hello.
Hello there.
People have said a lot of things about me in my time, and I've said a lot of things about you, John. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad.
You're awfully handsome for one so old. Tell me this, how long have you been in radio?
Some people say too long, 2 years.
Two, is that all?
That's all, yeah.
You're a late starter.
Ah, the babby.
How old are you?
I'm old enough for you to buy me a drink.
I think your grandchildren are looking smashing outside the door. I tell you, I've never seen such beautiful young girls in all my born days.
Okay, so in fact, in a week's time, you're joining a radio station. Can we tell people what radio station?
Well, it doesn't exist.
At the moment?
No, it doesn't exist.
And with AOD?
Well, you see, I'll tell you why, actually, I'm joining the station, is because we have a whole lot of jingles and things made that go, 2577. I mean, where else could I go? You know, and they promised me a new pair of wellies out of the deal, so I've decided to stick to it. And besides, wearing these skirts all the time really has me in bits. John, it's lovely to see you again.
Great, and you too, Stephen. Merry and Happy New Year.
Merry what?
Merry Happy New Year.
Don't tell him about Mary, for God's sake. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Stephen. Thanks very much for joining us. 1973, the album called Hello, Goodbye, Status Quo, and a song called Softer Ride. And a number one from the early 70s from Harry Nilsson. Back from 1972, Harry Nilsson, the song written by Badfinger, and the song called I Can't Live, If Living Is Without You. The time, just about 3 o'clock. Ian follows our next single, and the top 40 records of 1979. And the last time on AOD, time to say goodbye, and thank you. If you're going out on New Year's Eve, enjoy yourself, and we'll see you next week sometime. Bye for now.
John Clark.
It's a little bit...
Well, now the guys are streaming in, and things might liven up in this studio before very long. It's 11 and a half to 12. It's 11 and a half minutes to go before we find 1980. And hello, Dave Kelly.
How you doing, Paul? How are you?
Are you well?
I'm doing very,
did you
very
get the,
well.
Are the choir ready
well,
to
I'll
go?
Well, I'll tell you, we were practicing around in a little room around the corner, you see.
Yes.
So we're all ready to sing all the songs at 12 o'clock and all the rest. here's our mom.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Ian. How
are you doing, folks?
Are you well?
How
are
you doing, folks?
How are you doing there, folks? Well, where are the rest of the choir?
Well, they're coming on the way
around. In transit from the Hogan stand.
No, the room around the corner. The room around the corner.
Oh, shit. Yes. All right, things will liven up on Pajamarama tonight. I'm sure of that. Hey, let's have a little bit of fun now. Between now and 12. And we'll be going for a little while after 12, but ARD will officially close at 12 midnight. So why not just make a party of it, huh? We'll be right back. Earth, Wind and Fire, higher.
Boogie Wonderland, what?
Hello, Paul Vincent.
Hello, Davey.
My friend, how are you?
How are you, my friend?
It's 6 minutes to 12 o'clock, Dave.
Well, we're counting down the minutes here, you say. And at the moment now we have a whole conglomeration.
Have we got the whole choir yet?
They're all out there.
Great.
And they're waiting to blast out on the radio airwaves.
We don't have a bell, do we? Do we have a bell?
We have a bell. It's coming. It's on the way. We've got two very important things after midnight, right? The first thing is we're going to link up with this radio station in London, and we're going to go live on radio in London with the closure of ARD Radio, first of all, and, of course, wishing everybody a Happy New Year.
Mm.
Second of all, we're hoping to organise another station in Ireland, not in Dublin, but in Ireland, to do that kind of thing as well. And we have loads of people outside who are all have all come in here to wish ARD Radio the very best of luck, to wish everybody else the best of luck as well. And we want the people to, out there listening, to give us a ring at 743-435, isn't that right?
Yes, or 747.
To talk to us and to let's ring out the new year, or the old year, and ring in the new year in a very, very big way, the biggest it's ever been before. And Paul Vincent is sitting there smiling, looking very nice. Looking very nice in his Fred Wellingtons, because he's a Kerry hippie. And
actually, Dave, I needed you. I needed you tonight. I needed someone to brighten my night up.
Actually,
you know, I've been down in the dumps. I really have.
Down in the dumps.
I can't get, you know, this is too much for me. I'm just an ordinary guy, you know.
Yeah, right.
I can't just come in here and do a final program on a radio station.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't built to do that, Dave. And I can see that. I'm sorry. No, I laugh, and in all sincerity, folks, I wasn't made to give the dying strokes to this station. I'm afraid. However, you're not taking over.
There are no dying strokes. The old story again. The idea being, it's a happy time for everybody, because you see, New Year's Eve is a time of reflection. And you look back on the year gone by, and the good things that happened to you, and the bad things that happened to you, and now hang on a second. Basically, all around Dublin, people will open their doors, and they will say Happy New Year to everybody else. And it's like, you know, at Mass on a Sunday. You know, remember, you recall that? At Mass on a Sunday, you turn around to the person beside you, and they shake their hand and say, thank you very much for being here. And we want the people of Dublin,
Dave,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Put that whiskey away. We're fast approaching the hour, actually.
We are indeed, and if we talk long enough,
we're waiting for a very important call from London as well, because we want to celebrate with the people of Dublin and the people of London, and celebrate a momentous occasion. Two big things tonight. First of all, the closure of ARD Radio, and second of all, the awakening of a new year.
I suppose, then, should we look at the closing of ARD as being a bright and joyous thing?
Of course.
All right, Dave.
Because
we'll look at it that way.
Because it always has been one.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
Yes, yes.
And suffice to say that is all there is to say, really. And play some music before us go hoarse. We'll be here for half an hour more. Some good songs. And a good ring out the old and ring in the new.
All right, Dave. Thank you. That's Dave C, folks, here on ARD.
I was eating the gyro sandwich walking down 8th Avenue.
Opportunity knocks.
When a young girl came up to me and said, brother, you got something I can chew. Well, I kept walking along trying to make up a song about what to do. Telling how to sit in nights and the Broadway lights are like a dream come true. Good old New York, New York. So good they named it twice.
Yeah.
travel far away. I'm never ever happy till I'm home this day. Home this day.
That's Jared Kenny in New York, New York, and it's 12 o'clock midnight here in Dublin town. It's also 12 o'clock midnight in the ARD studios. And have I got my choir?
Of course you have.
Yay! Oh, they're all very loud. They're all... Dave C., come in here with your baton. Come in with your baton. And all the ARD listeners are ready. May old acquaintance be forgot.
Okay.
Is that how it starts? One, two, three. All right.
May old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. May old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear.
Of old anxiety, old anxiety, old anxiety, we'll take a trip to New York City.
You're a rotten lot.
Take a bullet.
You're a rotten lot.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
How's it burning?
Lot of singers, they can't, haven't got a clue. Hey, it's the time of year. It's the time of year to be nice to all your family and to be nice to all your friends.
It's the time to give.
It's the time to care.
It's that time of year when you gotta sing Auld Lang Syne. Drink a cup of kine, my dear.
Oh, very nice of time, isn't it? Very nice.
Oh, Dave, yeah.
It's amazing. Congratulations, Paul.
I got a present from one of the listeners.
Yes.
From the Kelly family, in fact, in Drumcondra.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was very, very nice, Dave, and fitted in nicely.
Yeah.
A pair of handkerchiefs.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Lovely. And we won't talk about that. We'll go all mad.
I've got it here, Dave. No, I haven't. My goodness, my hank.
Dave! I wonder, are there words for Jamarama written on them?
They're embroidered on them, in fact.
I think it's very important to announce to the listeners that at this time of the year, if you talk about local radio and radio in general within the British and European scene, people and disc jockeys change their programs. But of course, Paul Vincent has been very reminiscent of the last 6 months on late night radio on ARD, on the old ARD radio station. And it's nice to have you along tonight as normal, because as I said, within the old schedules of ordinary European British stations, things would change and somebody else would be here. But I think it's very reminiscent and very nice of you to be here as well.
Oh, thank
as
you.
Normal, as normal. And I thought I had to come down, you know, I've nowhere else to go anyway. But I thought it was very nice. And as I said, there are some very nice people with us here tonight who have come in to just to say thanks and goodbye. Basically, those two words, thanks and goodbye. And
in fact, it being after midnight, ARD and radio is in fact gone and closed.
It is closed, in fact, you're listening at the moment. We shall remain on the air until 12:30. And then that's it?
That's it. Dave!
Well, of course, myself and yourself look forward to the continued support of the people in Dublin on
I've
the
already
radio
told,
situation.
I've already told the listeners, the ARD listeners, in fact, that the disc jockeys on this station, they will have an opportunity to hear them again, no doubt, on some other stations.
Of course, yes. You can't get a good man down.
You cannot, indeed.
Yes.
You cannot, and I'm about to fall on the floor now.
We'll play a record.
Oh, Lord. Here's a song that was very big in the last decade, and in the last year sometime, and from a very big Irish singer, Colin Wilkinson, and it's called Born to Sing.
I said it wouldn't it.
Well,
Born to Sing. Colin Wilkinson. 12:10 now. You're into Tuesday here, and
hey girl, what
I don't know what radio station you're listening to at the moment. It's not ARD though. It's 12:00 midnight. We're just closing it. We're keeping the music going till 12:30.
I can hear your music playing.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times. Here's Neil Sedaka. He's standing on the inside. I have with me now someone who's been on the inside for quite a while and knows more about ARD than perhaps anyone else, and so he should, being the managing director for 2 years now. Hello, Bernard. This
Hello.
Is Bernard Llewellyn, folks.
How are you?
Tonight, I'm a little bit down, I'm afraid.
Yes, and so am I. Very much down.
Well, cheer up now. You're talking to your listeners. I told them earlier on, Bernard, how it was always to the forefront of your thoughts, the listeners, how when you were making programs, you would always say, will the listeners like this?
That's very true, yes. I mean, we're always conscious of that. I mean, I feel that's the reason why AOD has succeeded in the last 2 years much more so than any of the other radio stations, in that we have tried to give the listener, the Dublin listener, because that's all we're interested in, the Dublin listener, what he wants to listen to. We're a Dublin local radio station. Our job was to give to the Dublin listener what he wanted to listen to.
How did we succeed so well in doing that? What was it?
Well, we did the best we could. I mean, this is the problem. We operate in an unlicensed situation. We've tried to give to the Dublin listener the best we could in the circumstances that we operate. Now what we have decided to do, the directors of AOD have decided to go off the air so as to prepare ourselves and make an application to the minister for a license. Now we don't know what our chances are, but we are going to do the best we can. We feel we have more experience than anyone else in producing good local radio, and that hopefully he will receive us in that frame of mind.
Have you, can you say to the listeners that there's a good chance that ARD will be back on the air within 3-6 months?
Well, let's put it this way. 2 years ago, when I personally got involved in local radio, everyone said it was a dead duck. No one wanted to know local radio. Everyone said that there was no need for local radio, that RTE was catering for it. Now, that was RTE 1. We have proven that not only was there a need for RTE, for local radio, but there was a need for RTE too, certainly in the country areas anyway. And we've also proved that there was a need for local radio in Dublin. And the present government, fair juice to them, as the man would say, have seen that there is a need for it as well, and they're legislating for it. So hopefully that this will be law by June of this year. And certainly we should see licensed radio within the next year or so, hopefully.
Very good. Okay, Bernard, well, you can say your final farewells now to all the listeners that you've built up over the last 2 years. And that's it.
Well, I'd certainly like to thank all the listeners who have stayed with us through thick and thin. I hope that we have entertained them royally over the last, certainly over the last 8 months when we sort of tightened up the whole show here in AOD. And I certainly want to thank the DJs. I mean, without them and their ability to be able to cope with a local radio, I mean, after all, DJs in local radio were on, their previous experience were in discotheques, and they came in here, and I mean you in this, Paul. I mean, you were in discotheques here in Dublin, and you came onto local radio. You copped on, you knew what was needed, you gave to the people of Dublin what they needed. I mean, when you moved from Radio Dublin into AOD, you produced a first-class Pajamarama program, and it has been a tremendous... those people, I mean, certainly those people in the newsroom,
yes,
who provided the news for us on the hour and provide for us the content that went into our programs. And... last but not least, I want to also thank the advertisers, because without their commitment to the situation, we would not have had the money in which to have been able to continue. And hopefully we're going to see the listeners again in the near future. But I understand anyway, Paul, that you will sort of remain on radio in some form or another in the foreseeable future.
Yes, that's a fact. I did promise the Pajamarama listeners quite a few weeks ago that there would always be a Pajamarama.
Oh.
And I hope to stand by that.
Yeah.
So, well, I can say, ladies and gentlemen, that we're having worked for Bernard Llewellyn for 4, 5, 6 months now, that it's been a pleasurable experience, and he has always helped all he could.
He's been fantastic.
Hasn't he?
Fantastic.
Well,
can I have a glass of champagne?
Right now, gang, Gizmo and Giblet Brothers present the final 6 minutes. Yes, friend?
Well,
it'll be action-packed from now on.
Well, I think that
Dr. Don
is in it. Yes, Dr. Don has arrived in the studio. And I think that, right, okay, Dr. Don was the first person to introduce me to radio.
Yes.
Do you know the story, Paul?
Oh, well, we're going to
hear the
story.
I was in the retail business at the time, yeah. And Don came to me and listened, and I wanted to know if I would be interested in advertising on AOD. And
I said,
well, look, I'd never heard of AOD. And it moved on from there, and paid attention to the situation and listened to it. And my wife then commented on the fact that, look, I've been listening to AOD.
Dave C
has just arrived. And all this, and a whole big happy family here.
Then he discovered Dr. Don had talent. He exploited my talent and made money out of me.
What happened then was that sort of Don and I sat around the table and we said, look, there was a need to give... more than, it was a weekend thing situation then, you know, the program's going out on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon then,
right,
Ron,
yeah.
Dave, you were involved at that time then.
Yeah. When we were normal.
And then sort of all, the whole thing burst open, the whole thing was, we decided then to go sort of 19 hours a day, every day of the week, instead of just 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday, 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday. And that was an incredible step to have taken at that time. It cost us a lot of money. We did it. We produced news on the hour. We did an awful lot of things since then. And hopefully well, you know, that has produced what you feel is local radio here in Dublin. We've given you a sample of what you could expect in the future.
Well, anyway. I certainly hope that it comes from yourself, Bernard. Yeah. And Dave C. will be there at the end of the day.
Oh,
I'm not so sure about Dr. Don.
Well, oh, no, he has to be there.
Dave will be tidying up the studio for me. I'll be there.
Be there or be square.
Can I play a record for all you guys? It's
just play for me.
There is one record. No, I don't know if you have it, Paul, but there was one record. Dave, you played it for me the other day.
I'll do it my way.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you got that?
No, I haven't.
I think it's very important to say at this particular time and stage of time, whatever it is. Where's the champagne?
Yes.
I think it's very important to say to thank Bernard Llewellyn for his particular involvement within the radio movement and for ARD Radio. And it's also particularly important to state what I stated at the end of my program this morning, that I look forward very much indeed to the continued support of radio listeners in Dublin at the moment. Hmm. That's basically it.
I sincerely hope that the ARD listeners support the disc jockeys from ARD wherever they do end up, you know. And here's a song that I'm going to play for you three guys and for all the rest of the ARD listeners.
No, just for me.
Just for you.
I think I'd like to have
for everybody.
It
for everybody. For everybody. This is for everybody. It's Billy Joel and it's called My Life. Away we go. My Life and Billy Joel. Well, it's coming up to 12:30, and the studio, as small as it is.
I drove my car
to the pit last night.
Hello there.
It's very hard to control one disc jockey, never mind 20 of them.
Can I say something?
Well, Debbie, just say bye-bye, Pet, because that's the end of ARD.
Bye, Pet.
Say goodbye from everyone.
Bye.
Right.
Okay. We'll say goodbye from Ian Dempsey.
Hang on.
Goodbye, Dave. Goodbye, everybody, all the listeners.
And from Debbie Moore.
Goodbye.
And from Tim Norton.
Goodbye, everybody.
And from Dr. Don.
Stand by for 30.
Right, good night. And from Dave Kelly.
I'll say it back.
And from Dave C. And from everybody outside there. There's loads and loads of people there. And from Paul Vincent, of course.
I can't say anything because
of course you can't.
I'm crying.
Actually, the unfortunate problem was, I mean, I feel great tonight, but the big problem really is that unfortunately I drove my car into a lake last night.
Oh no!
No! What we don't want to do?
I was only trying to shift my headlights.
We don't want to end. We don't want to end with a Dave C. joke.
Thanks to everybody who's been involved. Thanks to everybody who's been involved. Thanks to everybody who's contributed to us and made it possible and viable for us to be here. Everybody who's made it possible for us to be here. And we look forward to everyone's continued support on the radio in Dublin shortly.
Say bye-bye, folks.
Goodbye.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. From myself, Paul Vincent, here on ARD. That's bye-bye, it. Folks.
Goodbye.